As you can probably tell by that sweet, sweet music you're hearing behind this, played by the fantastic Johnny May. I have no idea if I'm allowed to play this here or not, but I'm going to until someone yells at me to remove it. Honestly though, go check out Johnny May. I put a link down in the show notes below so you can go watch him play this and check out the other stuff. It's fantastic. All right, back to the show. Today is our fantastic host Kitty's birthday. She's turning years old. Wait, did I just get bleeped? She's years, okay, what the hell? She is years, god damn it, fine. She's bleep fucking years old, let's move on. I wanted to do something fun in celebration of her birthday. I can't believe I was fucking bleeped on the show this year, because I can't believe it's bleeped me. All right, she's again, seriously, okay. I wanted to do something fun in celebration for her birthday this year on the show, because, you know, what better way to do that than on a podcast and hope she listens to it. I've gathered some people from around the globe, friends of ours, friends of the show, friends of mine, maybe kids, I don't know, to say a few words about her, say happy birthday, say, you know, happy, goddammit, stop bleeping me. Before we get to that, I just want to say happy birthday to you, Kaylee. I want to wish you the happiest of, god, come on, why can't I say how old she is? Come on, she's fucking, whatever, here's some people saying happy birthday or some shit. At the end is a song. Love you, happy birthday.
Hi, this is Jack. Happy birthday, Mom. I love you. The best. I love it when you read me stories. Mommy is the best person on earth. Has the best birthday ever in the whole life world.
Hi, this is Tegan from the Super Sassy Podcast. And I wanted to say happy birthday to my mom. And once with her, me, her, and my dad had a slumber party, and we got to do my dad's. I got to do her. I didn't get to do hers, but she did my toenails. I did my nails. I did my dad's toenails too, and we did that for 2 days basically. But we didn't have the slumber party. We just did our nails. Love you, Mom.
Happy birthday from your dad. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kaylee. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Kaylee, from Mommy. You're for me, and I'm for you, and I love you, Ducky. See you soon. Bye.
Hi, Mom. It's Jacob. Happy birthday. I love you. I like that you're sweet and kind and very generous, and I love you. Bye.
Hey, Mom, I just wanted to thank you for always being there, and happy birthday, and...
And since he didn't say his name, here's a word from Kaylee's brother, producer Cam.
Happy birthday. I love you. I just wanted to say how much I enjoy all of our inside jokes and how much I enjoy spending time with you. You are the best sister in the world, motherfucker. Love you. Bye.
Happy birthday, sister. I love you, and I can't wait to see you. Hope you have a great day. Bye.
Hey, Kaylee. It's Kristen, your sister-in-law. I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday and tell you that I love you. And I hope you have the most magical day. And we'll see you soon. I love you.
Happy birthday, Miss Kaybug. This is your grandmother. I hope you have a wonderful day. Bye.
Happy birthday, Kaylee Bug. You know, one of my favorite memories or fondest memories of you, and maybe you've heard this a million times, maybe you haven't, or maybe you haven't in a long time. When you were about 8 months old, there was a bunch of us in the living room, and we were all sitting on those ugly blue with white flower couches that my mom bought years and years and years ago, which are now gone. But you come running out into the middle of the living room, and all you have on is your diaper. That's it. And the spotlight was on you, and you kept running and jumping and landing on your butt as hard as you could and started giggling
And then everybody else started laughing. So, of course, you kept doing it over and over. But every time you landed on your butt, you would yell, boom! Get up, run, jump, land on your butt, boom! I still laugh about this today. I think about it even when I'm alone and that memory comes back and I start chuckling. So I hope you have a great birthday and love you.
Happy birthday, Mom. Finally 33. Odd numbers. I am so proud of you with all the work you've done to get your job, going to school. You're so beautiful and kind. I've gotten big enough that I can wear your clothes now. That's fun. And your shoes. I hope you have an amazing birthday. You deserve an amazing birthday. I love you. I never thought I'd be able to wear your clothes. Like, I've never really thought about it. Like, I've always wanted to wear your clothes. But now it's different. You're so kind and let me do all this stuff with you. You're so fun to be around. You are the smartest person I know. Going to college and working at the same time, that's really hard. I hope you have the best birthday you can ever have. You are the best. I love you. Getting a little old. Bye.
Hey, Kaylee. I just wanted to wish you a very, very happy birthday. I can't believe we're both going to be 33 this year. I want to thank you for being such a great friend, and I can't believe all the stuff we've been through the years, but I just want you to know that you're one of the best friends anybody could have. I love you, and your friend Jackie wishes you the best in everything that you do, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I love you. Bye.
Hi, this is JT Gordon. I'm just calling to wish Kaylee a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Kaylee. Love you. I hope you have a fantastic day. Also, happy Valentine's Day to all you guys. And I'm the greatest nephew ever. Bye.
Hey, everyone. This is Joshua, that guy you always hear at the end of the show telling you to support the show, because you should. And I just wanted to say happy birthday, Kaylee.
Hey, Kaylee, it's Brittany. Just wanted to call and wish you a wonderful birthday. And I love you, and I'll talk with you soon. Bye, girl.
Hey, Kaylee, happy birthday. Valentine's Day, no, birthday. Happy birthday. I love you, honey. I am so happy that, 14 years ago, you found Johnny and turned him into what he is now. You are amazing, and I love you, and I not only have a happy sister-in-law, I have a really, really good friend. Thanks for being you, hon. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Kaylee. This is from the best mother-in-law in town. I hope you have a wonderful birthday and many, many, many more. I love you, and you know that present you have that doesn't have a name on it? Well, that one's from me. Love you. Bye.
Oh, hey, Kaylee. It's me, Matthew. I hope you have a wacky birthday and full of joy and fun. And so, really, you're the best. Kaylee, you're a good aunt. And I hope you have the wackiest birthday ever, because it's on a Valentine's Day, the best day that it could be. And I hope you have a Valentine's. Yeah.
Hey, Kaylee, it's Mike. Just want to wish you a happy birthday and hope you have fun on your special day. And, my gosh, what is the what's the candle count? It's probably pretty hot on that cake, about like 33 of them or so. Have a good day. Bye.
I just want to say a big thank you to everybody who sent messages in for Kaylee for her birthday today, for a big 33. Babe, I love you. Happy birthday. And I'm so glad that the last 13-ish, 14, 15, practically 20 years with you have been amazing. I hope that tonight when we go to the Can Can Club for your birthday, it's a lot of fun. So in the beginning, I said there's going to be a song at the end. It's actually going to be two songs and then some extra audio at the end. So the first song real quick is a little snippet of Sadie and me, and this is just cute, I just want to include it. Sadie and me playing Ring of Fire. So cute. This is a couple years ago. Said he was like 9 or 8 or 9. Next song is something you've heard on the podcast before from a long time ago. This is actually Kaylee and me about 10 years ago singing Anyone Else But You.
You're a part-time lover and a full-time friend. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But
kiss you on the brain in the shadow of a train. Kiss you all starry-eyed, my body swinging side to side. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But
here is the church and here is the steeple. We sure are cute for two other people. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But
the bulls forgive me, the trees forgive me, so I can't you forgive me. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But
I will find my niche in your car with my MP3 DVD rumble back guitar. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But
do 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 do.
B-A start. Just because we use cheats doesn't mean we're not smart. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But
you are always trying to keep it real. I'm in love with how you feel. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But
we both have happy shiny fits of rage. I want more stage. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. Bye.
Don Quixote was a steel driving man. My name is John, I'm your biggest fan. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But
cringed up the face and did a dance. Shook a little turd at the bottom.
Yeah, I know we're kind of off time a little bit, and maybe I don't have the best singing voice, but that was a lot of fun to do and super cute. I can't wait to do another song with her. I know we've been talking about the last 10 years of doing more songs together, but I'm actually writing something new right now. So You know what? Why don't you take a listen to a little bit of the guitar lick that I'm working on real quick. That'll be fun. I'm trying to learn how to finger pick, which is something I've never done before, so this will be fun. All right, last thing for you guys, and if you guys want to tune out now and just stop, I don't blame you. As we've talked about on the show before, we recorded a podcast, a short little like 10-minute thing, on our 11th anniversary up in the Samoan Islands, but the audio was such crap we couldn't use it. Well, I decided to spend some time and see what I could do with it, and I got it to where you can hear it and understand what we're going on for the most part. Some of the parts sound pretty bad, but I'm gonna go ahead and throw it here at the end. So if you want to stop now, that's fine. If you want to hear the stuff we talked about 2 years ago on our anniversary, which is pretty much us just talking about doing more of the podcast, it's kind of silly and pointless, you know, here you go. Thanks for listening once again. Happy birthday, Kaylee. Love you.
Welcome to Y2CO Radio, where war music is played. What are you
doing? I don't know. Just kidding. It's John and Kaylee.
This is episode 33, and Kaylee's back.
I'm back. I'm back. I'm really, really black.
No, back, not black.
Oh, right. Sorry. Yes, I'm back for the time being.
For the time being?
What?
What?
How's it going?
Good, good. Having a good day so far?
Yeah. Insane. How about you?
I've had better.
Sorry. Okay, so today's our anniversary.
11 years together, because you all care.
Of course.
Of course we care.
Because we're amazing.
So Kaylee, a long time ago, lived up in the San Juan Islands, and she's been trying to get me to come up here for fucking 11 years. It's the first time, and we got an Airbnb, which is fucking beautiful, and
it really is. It's a sweet cabin, but they give you some, like, amenities at the hotel, but all the amenities of having, like, a studio. Actually, it's a one-bedroom apartment. Maybe 900 square feet, but
yes, it's nice. It's got a nice... You look out the front window here, and it's the ferries and the water.
Yeah, the bay, and then,
It's quaint and cozy. It's got a little kitchenette and a full bathroom.
I like the bathroom.
Yeah.
And they are Costco approved.
Yes, they have lots of Costco stuff, which is nice. The couch, the bed, yeah, to sleep in. What have you been doing the last couple months you have been on set?
Taking care of your ass.
I thought you were going to be sarcastic, but no, you have been.
Yep, I'm just doing that. I'm busy. I don't know, we kind of got out of it, so we want to start doing more podcasts. We need to get some new material, talk about some interesting things. If anybody has ideas, please. We would love to hear them. We like to banter. We like to debate. If somebody wanted to join us and talk about just random shit.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're down.
So that was funny because Kaylee, anybody who listens to know and listens to my other podcast, Spoiler Country, I got hurt, and I hurt my back, and I had back surgery, so I've been down, and Kaylee's been spending all her time, helping me, taking care of our 5 kids, and
working
and, luckily I've been working from home, so it's
working
a lot, yes. So, it's been a tough last year as far as that goes, and finally, in our talking, she's like, she missed the podcast and talking to people, and...
It is fun. It's fun to banter. It's fun to hang out with the hub. Hang out with, our guests. We've done lots of different things, and I think the most thing that I do like is we're we have guests on.
Is it being just a sit and record and hang out session versus an actual job?
Yeah, it's always like chill and relax and, you know, just go with the flow.
And half the time Katie falls asleep.
Every time. Because it takes so long. We do a lot of prepping.
This setup takes a long. Well, this setup today didn't take very long.
Nope.
Nice little portal, my little portable recording unit.
In the island.
Walked around. We had a nice bar dinner for our anniversary.
I liked it.
You shopped? You bought some clothes?
I shopped.
I bought a t-shirt.
Yep. You don't usually do, but I make you.
I tried to find a comic book shop and there's not one up here.
It was, yeah, they.
It was a bookstore.
He even, like, checked online, made sure they said comics. He went to it. We had to make sure we went there because everything closes at 5.
Yeah.
Majority of things close at 5. The rest of the everything else closes at 7. Anything else, you're at a bar.
Yeah.
Or you're just fucked.
Or you're at a friend's
house. I'd like a glass of milk, please. Would you like Kahlua? No, just a glass of milk. Sir, you and your game.
She speaks from experience.
People call her sir all the time.
I was talking about you.
And she's in her jammies.
I am in my jammies. I converted them to jammies because I forgot jammies.
Right. How do I remember jammies and you didn't. Usually you're the one who gets jammies with everything.
It's because I packed everything else and I packed with myself when I was drunk last night.
I packed the podcast stuff.
The other half when I'm rushing out the door this morning.
This is true. So I guess we can forgive jammy pants. You have something to wear.
I mean, I brought makeup that I didn't need to wear.
Makeup for your burned face. Why don't you tell them what you did to your face.
Why would I do this? So, I had a girlfriend over while Thomas was in here in Vegas.
Tina, guys, you're doing the 7 days of South Park episode right now.
We had guests over here.
Yeah.
So, I was wondering about all these people that I do and how awesome they are. So, she was like, let's do it. And I was like, well, I mean, we have my anniversary coming up. I really don't want to. And she was like, oh, it won't be that bad. I've been here before. It'll be like 2 days, and then I can cover it with makeup. No, I did a pretty intense one, and it looks like I've been in the sun for like 24 hours straight.
Yeah, it looks like you burned your nose through that.
Yeah, and then the more I feel, the more I wet.
Yeah.
And then it's sore, but in 3 days' time, you bathe yourself. Totally. Hashtag definitely.
Well, I mean, your face is very soft afterwards, but you kind of look like a burn victim right now.
We might have to put a picture up.
We will. There'll be a picture on the website.
We have to take all of our anniversary pictures in black and white right now.
Because the black and white covers up that burn on her face. She put on makeup last night, and you know, those
like
people
the old ladies
that put on too much makeup,
they have, like,
the palette knife it on.
It's way that's what I look like.
That's what she
and it,
was.
And like, the wrinkles, because my face, what it does is it dries out your skin.
Yeah.
So much, so it starts getting tighter and tighter, and then it peels. And, it's not looking good right now. I got home after my party, and we ended up having to, like, get home and talk on about, you know, how everything went. I looked in the mirror, and I literally gasped at myself. I was shocked. Because I had a whole bunch of dead skin hanging from my chin.
Your chin was just face.
Like.
Like, when you're peeling off, like, from a mannequin or pieces of plastic off of something.
Yeah,
it was pretty funny.
I was like, oh my god, you let me go out like that.
I told you before you left, I'm like, babe, you look like you palette knife makeup on because it's cracking. And
but, I mean, the girls all know me. They knew that it was, I told them that I was a dum-dum, so.
Yeah.
They were okay.
You dum-dum, that had fun.
I did. I don't get to go out very much, and especially with a group of ladies.
It'll look good in a couple of days when it's all done. You know, when you're not. But it is funny that for our anniversary, she's looks like a burn victim.
I do,
but that's okay.
I feel bad for all burn victims. This shit hurts, and I have like fifth degree burns. Like it's not anything bad.
It hurts to touch her nose.
So every kiss hurts.
Yes,
and John's mustache.
Yeah, and beard.
Yep. Just the mustache, really. Just my nose.
Well, at least they know we love each other, and you love me because you kissed me with your painful face.
True, boo.
So you can do it again?
telling you.
Hopefully not on, over an event we're doing.
No, I have to do it every 14 days.
So then, okay, in 14 days, that means you're going to be... No, okay, 14
days. Right after my...
Right after your birthday.
Secret birthday.
Your Valentine's Day birthday.
Yes.
And right before mine.
Yep. I'm good.
So if you do it on the 16th, so you'll be healed in time to not be chemical burned for Emerald City Comic Con.
And have gorgeous, luscious, supple skin.
Yep. Which is also, that con also starts on my birthday. I'm pretty excited about that.
Of course you are. I'm excited. I love going to cons. I think we're going to talk to people.
Yeah. We'll be at Emerald City. We'll probably be at San Diego, too, again this year.
That is the plan.
And we'll post more episodes with Patty Patty Foo Foo, because what would you do? Mm-hmm. Why am I double wording tonight and rhyming?
Because Patty Patty Foo Foo.
Shit is heading to do too.
Stop it! So this is going to be a short one. Mostly just a welcome back. Sorry we've been busy as shit. But we need more, I don't know, interaction, I feel like.
Right, well, we actually have a guest that's going to come on, who Karina Cole, who does cosplay.
Yes, oh my gosh, I totally forgot. I'm so excited. Yeah. I want to make this year, I keep saying this every year, but this year I bought the pattern, my Harley Quinn costume.
Yep, she got the pattern, it's at home, she's going to work on it. Yeah, Karina Cole, if you don't know who that is, she is the cosplayer who was pretty viral on the internet a few months ago for her Harley Quinn Wendy cosplay for Wendy Quinn.
Yes.
The fast foods little monster. And she's going to come on and talk cosplay with us sometime here pretty soon. So that should be fun.
So if you have any questions for...
Yeah, let us know.
Send us an email.
Either an email or just Twitter, at Y2CL.
So, all right, tune in next time.
Same Y2CL radio channel, same Y2CL radio time. No, it'll be a random time. Who knows?
Check that out.
Is that you telling me to edit that out?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, we'll talk to you guys later. Peace out, bitches.
Hey everyone, Joshua here. Don't forget that you can hear this podcast on all podcatchers. Just search for Haphazard Adventures. Follow the show on Twitter and Instagram with the handle HapHadPod. That's HapHadPod. Be sure to check out John's art and comics at y2cl.net. For more great podcasts and content, visit scpod.net. That is scpod.net. If you want to support what we do here, head over to patreon.com/y2cl and kick in a dollar or so donation to keep the lights on. As always, I'm Joshua coming to you from the Big Wang Little Thang Gang from a very small pair of underwear, and this was Haphazard Adventures.